Spotting is very interestingly placed. Last week's Parsha Yisro, we had a Seres HaDibros, and then we have a whole list of beautiful mitzvahs in Parsha's Mishpatim. At the end of Parsha's Mishpatim, it tells us a story of what happened by Matan Torah. The Pasuk talks about Nasa V'Nishma is told at the end of Parsha's Mishpatim, which means that there's a tremendous interruption between the giving of the Torah to the description of what happened with the Torah, and you got Parshas Mishpatim in the middle, which one has to ask ourselves. Clearly, this is not ein mukta mukha b'Torah. Is nothing. Torah doesn't necessarily have to be put in order, but see, Parshas Mishpatim was not put in at that stage. So why is it that the Torah describes the halachos of Ben Amla Chaveira in this length, in this beautiful detail, and it's not put after the story of the Kabbalah of Torah? Furthermore, the parasha begins Ve'ela Hamishpatim. What's Ve'ela and Ela? So the pasuk Kol Makim Shnema Ela Posol Es Harishonim. Anytime it says Ela these, then it's coming to break away from the previous part. Ve'ela Moisav Al Harishonim. When it says Ve'ela, it's adding on to that was said beforehand. Ma Harishonim Is Sinai, Af Ela Is Sinai. Just like the first ascension is also said at Sinai. So in other words, there's a certain indication of Ve'ela Mishpatim that we're connecting these halachas of the Ben Adam Chaveri to the Torah at Sinai. So again, what is the understanding over here? Why is it that we interrupt it? And why are the halachos of Ben Adam Chaveri so connected to Sinai? What's the idea? What's the idea behind this? So, I saw a beautiful piece from Shimshon Pinkos. I just want to introduce it with a thought that I don't remember who I saw this from. I think it's Maril Diskin. He says, at the end of last week's parasha, there are three mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of do not create little statues of idols. Another mitzvah of Mizbach Adoma Tasili, create a Mizbach Adom. Do not make it if you make it out of Evan, do not use Evan Gozes, do not use a knife, do not hew it out with a knife. And the third one is Leisale Bamalis of Mizbachi, do not put steps on the Mizbeach. And then it starts Eda Mishpatim. So why dafka these mitzvahs after Torah? So I think the Maril Diskin says that when a Torah is given, unfortunately you get people who are very absolutist. And when the Torah says, Leisirtzach, you may not murder. Okay, I won't murder. The Torah says, don't steal. I won't go in and hijack a shop. I won't go in and steal from a break into a bank. Yeah? It says immorality. Okay, a person, Khalida, won't have an immoral act with somebody else's wife. But, okay, fine, I'm a Torah Jew without that. Says a Pasuk, three mitzvahs after this. And these three mitzvahs give us an idea of to what detail the Torah goes into when the Torah is makbid. For example, the mitzvah of Loisas iti lehei chesiv lehei zov. Why may you not make a statue? Not just Avodah Zarah's Asa, but even a statue, something that is similar to Avodah Zarah's Asa. So this is, there's Avodah Zarah and Avuzrayu with Avodah Zarah. Even something that is connected has an offshoot of Avodah Zarah is also Asa. The next mitzvah of Mizbach Adoma Leisaseli. Yeah, Mizbach Adoma Tasili. Do not make it out of hewn stone. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ki chal b'chol inaftelev etchalel. Because by a knife is something that you use to kill somebody. And therefore, it's not correct to use something you kill to bring something on something that actually lengthens the life of a human being. And therefore, you see just how far the halachos of sensitivity of murder doesn't mean just don't kill somebody. It means don't even use stones that are made with a knife that theoretically a knife could kill somebody. That's how far, that's how detailed the Torah goes. And the third one, Gila Arayus doesn't stop by Gila Arayus. Gila Arayus stopped by even elements of sneers. That even when you're stepping on the Mizbeach, if you walk up on stone, if you walk up on steps, and they're not walking without shoes, the Kohenim, there would be an element there of a lack of sneers. And therefore, when it says, do not serve Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayus Shlichas Domim, Mazel Tov. Yeah? It doesn't mean, Chalila, that that's where it stops. The sensitivities go as far as even not creating a image of Avodah Zarah, even not using a hewn stone that is similar to murder, and also not making steps on the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Torah is giving us a sensitivity. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim. And the Pasuk carries on, and he says, I want to tell you something else, how sensitive the Torah is. Now this is a very, very fascinating idea. Very, very fascinating. There's no doubt that the Goyim have learnt an enormous from following the Torah. There's no doubt. And any civilization in the world, if you break it down, the law system, whether it's from the Romans or whether it's this law, that law, it is taken from the Bible, it's taken from the Torah, it's taken from the Jews who got very high up. There's no doubt that the sophistication and the normality of how a person should think, certainly a lot of it comes from Torah, and a lot of the corruption comes from mankind, there's no doubt. Yeah? But that the ideas of Elam Mishpatim is not a bunch of law that you paskin that is done in order to maintain standards of society, and that's where it stops. We'll see from this parasha. The pasuk says, "The Elam Hamishpatim Ashtosim Lifnehem." Ashtosim Lifnehem, very interesting. Ashtosim Lifnehem means that even if you know for an absolute fact that if you go to a Beis Din, they will paskin in one particular way, and you go to a Goyisha court, and they exactly the way, you're not allowed to go to the Goyisha court. Ashtosim Lifnehem. The Medrash says, Moshe Melech Shehoi Lebonim Harbe. It's a Melech who had a lot of children, but he loved the youngest child the most. And he had a paradis echad, for Hoyo Oyhavo Yosu Mekol Asheloi. He had one paradis, one orchard that he loved the most. But Nosan Ha Paradis Shehoi Oyev Lebnoi HaKotin Shehoi Hoyo Ohu. He gave that paradis to the child that he loved. Kach Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol Ho Umois Ani Oyev Es Yisrael. I love all the nations. Shnema kinar Yisrael v'oyavoy. But however, I love Klal Yisrael more. And he says, Ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat, and therefore nosem es hamishpat liYisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mishpat to Klal Yisrael. He gave mishpat to Klal Yisrael. In other words, there's a certain matona that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, something called mishpat to Klal Yisrael, because he loves the Jewish nation more than he loves anybody else. Furthermore, even more than that, we have a pasuk in Tehillim, mishpatim bal yadom. Mishpatim ba'adom, goyim do not know mishpat. Of course they know. You go to the Supreme Court, you go to the District Court, you go to all the different court systems. They don't know mishpat. There's no laws about laws of injury and laws of stealing and all the. Of course, what's mishpatim ba'adom? What's pshat? Kodesh Baruch Hu mali dom, as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us something that they don't know about. Why do they know about it? Look at the Shulchan. What's so complicated? Furthermore, the Rambam says, it's a fascinating round, the Rambam says in Perigim Allah Chazayim, Kol Beis Din Shel Yisrael Shuhu Hogun, any Beis Din that is a correct Beis Din, Shechino Imohem, Shechino is with them, Rechin Ha Dayonim Be'ema V'Yira V'Atifa V'Kovid Rosh. The Dayonim have to sit there with awe and with fear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really sitting amongst them. The Shechina is found in the place of Mishpat. The Pasuk says as well, Elakim Nitzav V'Adaskel. And therefore, so the idea is over here. Ask Rav Shimshon Pinkus. What is it that is so unique about Klal Yisrael that we seem to know? We have Sefer Shemaiah that the Shechina is with us. That Shechina indicates what should be done more than any other the Umay Sa'ilam. Well, what's the idea behind this? Also know. So he said very, very interestingly. Listen to this carefully. He says, we find there is a major fundamental difference between Tzedek and Mishpat. Tzedek, there's Tzedek, Tzedek is a tatzodek, you're correct. Yeah? Tzodek. We have a written expression, alti chacha, alti tzodek to yechacham. Yeah? Don't be correct. In the way of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Tzedek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishpat. Ki Mishpat lelikim. What's different between Mishpat? So he says there are five different things. There are five different elements that Mishpat is reckoned, is talked about in the Kadmonim. He says it's, and just very briefly, he says it is known as Mishpat, Rachamim, Havaya, Tiferes, and Emes. Mishpat, Rachamim, Havaya, Tiferes, Emes. For example, Mishpat. What is Mishpat? What's Mishpat different to Din? To Tzedek. Tzedek could be a situation where a person, Rachman al-Islam, drives through a red light and he kills somebody. So if you wouldn't go to a court, if you wouldn't go through a court, then you put all these different variables inside a computer. Red light, was it permitted to drive through there? No. Was it a green light or red light? Red light. Okay. Was anyone crossing at the time? Yes, no. And you'll come out with a conclusion, you tick the little boxes, and you'll come out with 25 years in jail. You'd come out with a very, you know, that's, you pump in all the things, all the information comes out, and you get a printout. That is tzedek. That's correct. Mishpat is the ability for the person to speak to the judge and say, I did drive through the red light, but you know why I drove through the red light? Because my wife was a neighbor. And at that particular time, I was distracted because she was going through, the baby was just about to be born, and I was under such pressure. And that is mishpot. Mishpot is different to tzedek. Mishpot is speaking to the judge and trying to see the bigger picture of trying to get the mishpot, the idea behind why he did what he did. Not what he did, but why he did what he did. Okay?
It doesn't make him
a murderer, though.
It could be
negligent driving. It's not the guy who's driven through a red light and he killed somebody. He's not a murderer. That makes a big difference. That is mishpot. Even if it is that he did something absolutely wrong and he did drive through a red light and he should not have driven through a red light and it was very negligent, and then what? His wife wasn't in labor. Then what? Then what kicks in is rachamim. Rachamim is, you say, my dear judge, I, with all the greatest of respect, I was unfortunately, I was wrong what I did, but I have 14 kids at home, I have a wife who can't work, and if I go to jail, it's all going to fall apart. Right? In other words, it doesn't take away from the crime. Doesn't take away from the crime. He did exactly the same crime as anybody else, but there's an element there of rachamim, and the judge says, yes, you know, we'll give you a leniency based on the circumstances. That is rachamim. Besides that, there's something that the judge, is very difficult for him to understand, but there's such a thing called, next one is called havaya. What's havaya? Havaya is hoya hoive v'yiye. Hoya hoive v'yiye means you don't just take this particular scenario and this particular situation and judge it, but you've got to take in all of his past, his present, and what will happen in the future in order to come out with it. My past, this driver may have been brought up in a very abusive home, and it could have been that his father was chasing him and he's letting, who knows, and therefore, and he put him into the situation where he was highly stressed. And it could be that if you put him into a jail, then he will go meet with other people and he'll have a breakdown. Who knows? All these different things are things, ahoye hoive v'yiye, of very, very careful determination the judge has to make to decide, even if he was guilty, his past, his present, and his future, what the sentence will actually bring to him. And then there's Tiferes. What is Tiferes? Tiferes is a concept he brings beautifully. Tiferes is, if you take five roses, five long-stem roses, they look nice. But if you put five long-stem roses with some other flowers together, it brings out the beauty of what that's Tiferes, that is beauty. He says Tiferes is the idea of getting the whole reka, the whole background. Which means that you take what he did and you put it to, you bring out other things from the outside and you make a contrast. You contrast this on various different things and you bring out the beauty or the lack of beauty of what he did. In other words, there is outside variables that have to be added to this situation in order to get clarity of that particular situation. And then there's MS. MS is Torah. MS is Aleph Mem Tov, the beginning, the middle, and the end of the alphabet. That is Torah. That is all the Mullah he puts together, and then you come up with a Psak. So you got to have the Mishpat, you got to have the discussion whether what you did was right or wrong, whether even if you did something wrong, whether there's a Rachamim there, then there's Havaya, and there's what happened in the past, future, and present, and then there is a Tiferes of outside variables, and then eventually you have the Mishpat. Now this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can easily do with all of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Keil Yosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is straight, he knows if he punishes a person here, what will happen there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that. But how does a judge who is sitting in Beis Din know the variables? How does he understand what was going through this person's mind? What, the lawyer said that's what he was going through? Or he claims that's what he was going through? He may have changed his story four times. What do you believe? Well, how do you understand the hoya hoya v'yeya of this guy? How do you understand how it's going to affect the family in the future? How do you know it's going to affect the shidduchim? How do you know it's going to affect the money, the finances of the family? How do you know it's going to affect the health of everybody around, his health? How are you going to work such a thing out? It's almost impossible for a person to do that. But if Dayonim are sitting there, and they're trying to judge the thing in the correct way, then the Shechina is with them. Shechina Shoyre Mohen, the Shechina is with them, and giving up what you believe is the right thing to do, because you involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in with the judgment, like the Rambam says, then a person has the din. And that is something that is given specially to Klal Yisrael. Mishpat Kodesh Baruch Hu gives that Siyata Dishmaya. His Shechina is with us in order to be able to give us whatever that we cannot possibly fathom. And we possibly can't conclude ourselves. With our finite mind, HaKodesh Baruch Hu with his infinite wisdom is able to give us in our minds how we should judge it, and that is something that is Mishpatim. That is something unique to Klal Yisrael, and that is what he gave to us as a gift. Says Rav Shimon Shem Pinkus, in truth, the Torah is not about being a dayan. Not all of us are dayanim. You know, Rav Shimon Shem Pinkus. Yeah, we're not dayanim. We don't sit in a court. He said, but what the Torah is teaching us over here, by throwing in the whole parashas of Mishpatim, is to teach us that we, in fact, are dayanim. We are judges. We are people who have to take in different situations that go on our path, and we have to include all those different variables in order to come out with a correct conclusion. He brings an example. Let's say you come home after a long day, right? And your wife tells you, I told Yankala 5 times not to play with a ball next to the window. And he didn't listen. And Yankala took the football and he kicked it straight through the window. There's glass all over the kitchen floor, right? And Yankala smashed the window. Right? Where is Yankala? Yankala has been hiding under his bed for the last 2 hours. He's so afraid of what happens when you come in. Okay? So, Tzedek says, Yankala needs to be taught a lesson. Leon smashes the window. Can't let him smash windows. Who knows where this will end? Right? Can't smash windows. Mishpat tells you, one second. First of all, Yankala obviously learned from his mistake. For the last 2 hours, he's been hiding under this bed. Yeah, it's not the most comfortable place to be. He realizes that he did wrong. So, do I have to tell him it's wrong? He knows. Number two, I'm going to allow myself just to let go now and give him a good slosh. That's going to teach him to be violent to his brothers. That's not. Maybe I should just say, bring him out and say, Yankala, you know what you deserve. Maybe not. Maybe I should give him a punishment now. But that is Mishpat. Mishpat is a concept of understanding carefully that you have to take in all these various different things. It's the Mishpat and the Rachamim and the Havaya, Hoya Hoya V'yia, and the Emes, and bring them all together and come out with a Psak. This is what Parshas Mishpatim is teaching us. Parshas Mishpatim, if you go through mitzvah by mitzvah, we're dealing here with the most beautiful understanding of every little thing. For example, a person who steals. You get two people who stole exactly the same amount of money. They both went into a house and they stole a Jackson Pollock painting worth $150,000. Right? One of them will have to just give it back, and one of them have to pay kefil, have to pay double the amount. What's the difference? One of them is a ganav, that in the middle of the night he broke in and he stole it, so the guy's a ganav. And one of them is a gazlan. He went and he took it from the other person. The ganav pays kefil, the gazlan does not pay kefil. Why? Either both stole the same amount of money. It's nothing about the amount of money. It is the apikorsis, that you're scared of people, not scared of Rabbeinu Shleilam. It is a very fine and deeply complex understandings of halacha, on human nature, and that's what we have to take into every single decision we have in our life. Another example, a person goes along and he steals a sheep. A sheep, you pay 4 times amount. A shor, you'd pay 5 times amount. Why? Because a sheep, there's a busher, he's got to walk around with it on his shoulder. And a shor is not a busher. So he should get bushers. Well, a person should get less punished because the car alarm goes on when he's stealing and the car alarm doesn't. The answer is yes. Because the Boishan takes every little thing into account and he judges accordingly. Kadoima, Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri is somebody who is a Machru based in according to most shitters. He is sold by basing because he stole. How do you treat him? You stick him in jail? No! We bring him into a family. You got one single unit shot of whiskey left in a bottle there. You drink it yourself? There's not Tovla Imo, you've got to give it to him. So this guy comes into the house, there's one guy sitting there with a whiskey, the other guy isn't. He's a balabais and he's an Eved. No, he's not. Why? Because everything gets taken into account. He said this teaches us that when the Torah is given, it's not about a bunch of halachas of do this, do that, calculate it, yes, no. It's about taking everything into account, calculating how much we should punish, how much we should allow our kids to go, how much time we have, how much time we don't have. He said, Rav Shimon Shem Pinkus brings down, the most valuable asset we have is time. He said, Horaya, proof is, you want a donation from somebody, the Gevir will say to you, listen, I'll write you a check, but I haven't got time to meet with you. Right? Why? Because his time is more precious than his money. Right? But he said, time is the most valuable asset. It's a valuable asset. How do we use our time? How do we use our time? A bracha. Spend a little bit more time with a bracha. You haven't got time. You don't have time, honestly. So go less on WhatsApp and make a bracha properly. Yeah? The kids come along, daddy, don't drink my cup, leave me alone. No, this kid's going to grow up. He needs his father. He deserves to be spoken to. So Shimshon Pinker said something to Saul Fox, send him to an orphanage. No, I want to speak to my kids. Time is all about mishpat. He said, what the concept of the Torah is teaching us, Bekitza, is that the Torah is given in the beginning of Parashas Yisroi, and the Torah is given at the end of Parashas Mishpatim. The ideas of Parashas Mishpatim teach us that every single part of the Torah has to be done and thought through in a very, very careful way. Every decision we make has to be done with a tremendous amount of calculations, and sometimes it is beyond us to come up with these calculations. That is when you bring Rebbeinu Shleilam into our life. And so Rebbeinu Shleilam, I don't know where I go from here. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Give me Seif Dishmaya. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyre Hishchina like a Dayanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ideas and the clarity to do the right thing. This parasha is the Eileh HaMishpatim. We're carrying on from Sinai, because Sinai is all about the details of the aspects of the Torah, and here we have the details. The details of the Torah is not a bunch of laws, it is a way of thinking, it is a way of focusing on bringing a Kodesh Baruch into our life and make every decision based on that.